In 1957, Capitol Records released the Miles Davis album Birth of the Cool, a compilation of three recording sessions in 1949 and 1950. 70 years later, two New York City artists look back on the early days of his life and career, turning it into a children's book. Joining us on the WBGO Journal, we have author Kathleen Cornell Berman. Hello, Kathleen.
Hi, how are you?
And illustrator Keith Henry Brown. Thanks for being here, Keith.
Sure, hi.
Birth of the Cool is the name of this new children's book, How Jazz Great Miles Davis Found His Sound. Kathleen, of all the jazz greats you could have picked, why Miles Davis?
Because I fell in love with his sound as a kid. My brother used to play his records, and I just loved the way he sounded. He had a gorgeous sound, just beautiful, very haunting, and I couldn't wait to hear it again.
And you decided to dedicate your time to make this book?
Yes. Well, I'm usually a fiction picture book writer, but I really wanted to try a picture book biography because I've always loved biographies. And as a kid, I used to watch all the movies, biographical movies about musicians. My husband gave me the idea, why don't you do Miles Davis? So I thought it was a great idea. And he was telling me how Miles struggled trying to play like Dizzy Gillespie, which he couldn't at all because he actually heard music differently. But anyway, so I couldn't wait to get started. And I started reading all the books I could about him.
And Keith, this book's filled with so many lovely watercolor, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did you end up in this project?
Well, I was looking to do something different in my career. And I just sort of made a New Year's resolution to focus on something I really wanted to do instead of doing what I just needed to do to make a living. And I started looking for agents. And while I was doing that, I suddenly got an email from this woman named Kristen Nobles, who is the, I think, senior editor over at Page Street Books. And she asked me if I was interested in doing a book about Miles Davis. And I pretty much said yeah, even before I read it, because I'm a jazz person and I love anything to do with jazz.
Is Miles one of your favorite jazz musicians as well? What is it about his music that you like?
He's probably the first one, you know, that it made me really realize what jazz was supposed to be, you know, or understand something about jazz, just hearing his improvising and his playing. And yeah, he's definitely one of my favorites. I'd say second only to Coltrane. But I do think that as a personality, Miles is probably more compelling and interesting and also probably more famous.
And flipping through the pages of the book, there's free verse style of writing presented, but there is also these quotes that stand out on the page. They're words from Miles himself?
Yes.
And where did you go about finding them and picking them?
Okay, so as I was doing my research, I discovered a lot of quotes by Miles and also some of his players. So I collected them because I just thought they were so awesome and they really kind of gave you a more intimate look into his life. So when I submitted my submission, I also submitted the list of quotes. And I asked them, I said, is there some way, you know, that we can do something with these quotes? I thought about maybe on the end papers or something, or a separate page including them. But my editor had the idea of, you know, why not include them within the text, which was a great idea. So I had a lot of fun, you know, coordinating the quotes within the text.
Do you remember any one in particular that really stands out?
The one that I loved is actually not by Miles. It's actually by Charlie Hayden, and who he never played with. But I just love the way he described his music. I don't have the quote with me now, but he just described his music as so beautiful that, and it made him feel so deeply that he felt like crying when he heard his sound.
Miles was a pretty complicated person, and Birth of the Cool, it does a great job of bringing that out, but it also stays appropriate for kids. Were there challenges in doing that?
Yes. Actually, there was a part where I talked about Miles's dark days, and I actually wanted to bring in his drugs, just at least mention it, but my editor was sort of against it. So, you know, me being a debut author, I just said, okay, you know, I listened to her, which, you know, I really wanted to keep the focus on how he developed his sound, and that was about it.
And Keith, as far as the drawings go, did you draw any of them from actual photographs?
Yes, I did. I tried to stay away from that But there's a couple of scenes in the book. There's like a scene in a studio, I think, and a couple of other ones where I just felt, you know, maybe I'll just use this as a reference. And I tried to, you know, change things a little or change colors or move people around a bit. But I did do a couple of it because also I felt like it needed some kind of a historical context.
And for you, Kathleen, what do you want kids and really adults, because I read it and I enjoyed it, to get out of Birth of the Cool?
Well, I want them to be inspired by his determination to find that unique sound. And I want them to come away from the book feeling something about Miles. I want it to be the biography to be a little bit different than other biographies that are filled with facts. So I just really wanted them to feel his music and to feel how he must have felt when he finally achieved reaching his dream.
And how about for you, Keith?
You know, I see it as a source of inspiration as well. It's not just, you know, for the words and the music and the subject, you know, where a kid just picks it up and looks at it and says, there's a brown person on the cover, and it's some guy named Miles Davis, and he seems really cool. And then he gets on Apple Music, and he starts playing it and saying, this sounds good. So I want to hear more of this stuff, and I'll look at the book while I'm listening to the music. That's like my dream situation.
And would either of you imagine working on a kid's book again, Kathleen?
Yes, of course. I already have a few ideas.
You want to share?
Well, I'm almost on the verge of selling another picture book biography, this time about a woman musician. And I've also thought about doing a book about called Miles and Gil.
Cool, Keith.
Yeah, I got two books coming up that I'm contracted to do. The next one, we're still kind of finalizing the script, but it's a book that I co-wrote with someone else, Catherine Erickson, who wrote a really great book about Miriam Makeba. This book is actually about, it's called My Dad's a DJ, about a father and his son and their relationship with music. And then after that, I'm doing a book that's like a book version of the song by Simon and Garfunkel, Feeling Groovy, you know, the 59th Street Bridge song. That's going to be the book after that. So I've got two books going in the next couple of years. So
sounds cool. Author Kathleen Cornell Berman and illustrator Keith Henry Brown. Check out their new children's book, Birth of the Cool, and find out how jazz great Miles Davis found his sound. Thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.